Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. And as I sought the Lord for what He would have me share, He brought to mind some scriptures from the Old and New Testament. And if I would have a title for this message, I could name it, Let It Rain. Now, For many of God's dear people, for much of this nation, this is an earnest cry because so much of our land has been stricken with drought. And on the other hand, there are large portions of our nation that are experiencing flooding and an overwhelming amount of water. And I would like to share with you as we begin that natural things illustrate spiritual truths and principles. But before we get into the message, let's begin at the beginning. Let's ask the Lord to bless our time together. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come to you and we thank you for this time that we can share together. Lord, I ask for your anointing. Lord, that you would cause your word to become alive in our hearts, and you would make that which you would bring forth today relevant to each and every listener. Lord, I pray that you would anoint our hearts to receive the truths of your word. And Lord, even in the evil day in which we live, we shall not be afraid, but we will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, I pray you will minister to those who are going through personal battles and trials right now. Father, I thank you for the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And right now, I speak to every opposing, hindering work of the evil one, and I release, Father, the deliverance of the Lord. I pray, Lord, for your ministering angels to minister to those who fear your name, and Lord, that they shall see your hand of provision, your hand of mercy, your hand of salvation and redemption and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Well, as I shared, natural things, the things that God has given us in this world, you know, even in the Word it says, first the natural, then the spiritual, there are spiritual truths, principles, and lessons that we can learn from very natural parts of our daily experience. And I'd like to speak about rain. Rain is, well, in two ways. It's certainly a sign of God's blessings. We find that predominantly throughout the Word of God, that rain is a sign of His blessings to the earth. But also, we know that while water is vital to life, our bodies consist mostly of water. Life cannot exist without water. In fact, astronomers have determined unless there can be water on the planets, there can be no life. Water is that essential to very life function. And so, beloved, we appreciate the characteristics of water, that it brings health and life to our bodies, to the animal kingdom, to the natural world, to the trees and all the flora that God has created. And yet it also can be used as a sign of judgment. We know this is literally true as the historical fact of the great flood in Noah's day. The Lord was grieved that he made the earth, and he caused the fountains of the deep to be opened, and water covered the earth. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and only Noah and his family was spared. So, and also, it speaks of when we walk through the fire, we won't be burned. In Isaiah, the floods will not overwhelm us. It can be indicative also of the work of the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard. And so, but we want to focus on rain in the natural as a sign of God's blessings. Let me share some scriptures with you out of the New Testament. In Acts, the 14th chapter, verses 16 and 17, the word says, "Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he hath not left himself without a witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." Amen. That's one of the severe consequences of drought. Plants and foods that are used for food for man and animals won't grow. They'll just wither away and die. And then in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 45, the word says, "For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth his rain on the just and the unjust." Now, what are the effects of rain? Well, there are a couple things it does. It replenishes springs and fountains of the earth. It makes the earth fruitful. It causes plants and trees and living things to prosper. Hebrews 6 and 7 says, "For the earth, which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God." So it replenishes, the rain does that. It fills up reservoirs and lakes and the oceans, and it also refreshes the earth. Psalm 68 and 9 says, "Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary." And we know that the blessing of natural rain is promised in due season to the obedient. A couple of scriptures I'll share with you. Leviticus 26, verses 3 and 4 says, "If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." And in Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, I'll be reading verses 26 through 27, the prophet is talking about a covenant of peace that God has with his people. And he says, "And I will make them and the places around my hill," he's referring to his holy hill, Zion, "a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessing." Well, as I've read these scriptures, you've probably been aware that there's also a spiritual significance to the concept of rain or water. Water is so important, it's actually a symbol of the Word of God. It talks about the water of the Word. Let me share with you in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Well, I'll start at verse 25. Paul is exhorting, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. For what reason? That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." We're going to be perfected, beloved, how? By the washing of the Word. The water of the Word is going to bring us, as we feast upon the Word. Remember, Jesus said that he had meat that his disciples did not know of, and that was to do the will of his Father. And why do I and other godly ministries stress the Word of God? Because it is an expression, it's been put down on paper, in print, the very will of God. It shows us what God is like. It enables us to be able to walk pleasing in his sight as we obey his commands. And so, beloved, that thank God for the word of the Lord. There's another scripture I'd like to share with you from Isaiah 55, 55 verses 10 through 11, "For as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Isn't that a wonderful statement? God is saying His word, His will, the things that He speaks, they're not going to be defeated by the enemy. They're not going to be destroyed or hindered, but God is going to accomplish what He is going and what He desires to do according to his sovereign plan and purposes for the ages. You know, as God's people, we need to be praying as never before. We can just throw up our hands and feel impotent in terms of the things that are happening in this nation and around the world. The eruption of vice and violence and crime and murder and wars and terror. It's a dreadful day in which to live. And yet God doesn't just call us to fold our hands and say, well, God's going to do what He wants to do. We must make a stand for righteousness. He's calling us to pray. He's calling us to be watchmen on the wall, to understand that His word is what is going to effect change, not only in our lives, but in the lives of multitudes. Beloved, we must stand on the word. We cannot emphasize the word, the person of Jesus, and He is the living word, too much. It is what that He has exalted His word above all His name, a scripture just the Lord brings to mind. So, beloved, I've just really gotten into this message, but we're talking about rain, and we need not only natural rain, we need the spiritual rain of God's blessings upon this nation and upon God's people. And that's where it starts, beloved. So we've understood now that rain symbolizes the word of God, and we're going to be looking tomorrow at other examples of righteousness and spiritual blessing through the word of God. Thank you for joining me. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.